Rights activists have repeatedly called for key figures behind the 2003 invasion of Iraq to be put on trial. Britain, along with the U.S., attacked Iraq under the pretext that the regime of former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction. WMDs were never found in Iraq, and the war took hundreds of thousands of lives. And now, to further show the atrocities committed during the war, the International Criminal Court has been asked to investigate allegations of abuse and torture by British forces in the war-torn country.
A 250-page dossier has been presented to the International Criminal Court, which details allegations of more than 1,000 cases of torture against Iraqi civilians, including beatings, electrocution, mock executions, and sexual assault, and 200 cases of unlawful killings during the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq.
I'm not shocked by this. International Criminal Courts are moving. You know, Sri Lanka just recently was convicted of genocide. The U.S. and U.K. were just collaborating in that. So this new complaint to the ICC, I think that it's going to cause a lot of unrest with the British. I know they're...
Head of the British Army General Sir Peter Wall, former British Defence Secretary Jeff Hoon, and former Defence Minister Adam Ingram are among those named in the report, titled The Responsibility of UK Officials for War Crimes Involving Systematic Detainee Abuse in Iraq from 2003 to 2008. The formal complaint, presented to the ICC, is the result of several years of work by UK-based public interest lawyers and the European Centre for Constitutional and Human Rights. The report will be publicly released at the Law Society in London on Tuesday.
What we've seen so far is the tip of the iceberg of the abuse in Iraq, and we will hear more about it at later stages. And also that the British abuse of prisoners in Iraq and torture are not less severe than the American abuse of human rights in Iraq as well.
Meanwhile, the UK government insists that it will fight a bit to trigger prosecutions of those involved in alleged war crimes in Iraq. But regardless of possible measures taken by the British government, the dossier is the start of a process which could see UK politicians and generals being put on trial on war crimes charges.